get in a comfortable position. And now we're going to have an encounter with Jesus as our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Right now, I want you to imagine Jesus. He's a shepherd. And he's out looking for you. Get a picture of him. Now, where you are is you are stuck. You are stuck in a mud puddle. And you are so stuck that you can't get yourself out. Think of whatever situation in life where you feel stuck, where you need some help. That's where you're stuck. But right now it's an actual mud puddle. And Jesus is out looking for you. And of course, he finds you. He knows right where you are. He understands it. And you see him looking at you with great concern in his eyes. And he comes over. And he says, "Can I help you?" And you say, "Of course, Jesus, I'm stuck in this place. I need help." So he wades right into that mud puddle, which is more like quicksand. And he grabs you with his strong arms, and he doesn't care if his robes are going in the mud, because the shimmering, beautiful robes of his, nothing can stick to it. And he picks you up in your muddy little self, and he carries you, and he takes you to this beautiful walled-in garden where there's a lovely, quiet, still pool of water and luscious green grass. And he makes you lie down in the grass so you can rest. You've been struggling so hard. And then he goes over to the side there, and there's this beautiful cut crystal glass pitcher. And he takes that pitcher and he dips it in that pool of beautiful, sparkling, clean, living water. And he fills up the pitcher, and then he pours it all over your legs and your feet and everywhere that you have that mud on you. And gets you all nice and clean. But then he goes back and he fills up the pitcher again. And this time, he pours it over your head to wash away all the worry, all the fear, all the thoughts of not being able to find a solution or a way out. And you start to calm. You start to come to a point of relaxation and peace. But he's not done yet. He goes back over and he fills the pitcher up once again. And then this time he pours it over your heart. And when he pours it right there on your chest, it soaks through your skin and goes to your heart. And it has this restoration power to heal you of every thought of being alone, of not having a solution. And then he lies down next to you and says, "Let's just rest here together. I'm here for you. You are not alone. Let's rest and enjoy being together." And the more you quiet yourself and rest with me, the more that your spirit man can start to rise up and give you the answers you need and give you a new way of seeing things. You just hang out with me. I am the answer that you need. And just keep coming back here again and again with me, even when you're not stuck somewhere. Because the more that you relax and rest with me, the more all of your thinking, all of your emotions, all of your passion, everything is going to begin to be filled with hope. Faith. An ability of your destiny to come forward. And most of all, to know how much you are absolutely delighted in and approved of and wanted.